story. Our top story this morning, a man from Colchester says he feels victimized after losing disability benefits which help him to get to work. Robert Oxley had a leg amputated after a motorcycle accident in 2008. He had been entitled to the disability living allowance and funding to provide him with a car, but he's been told his circumstances have changed and he's no longer entitled to the benefits. Robert says all he wants to do is work and try to lead a normal life.
I'm disabled, nothing's changed, my leg isn't going to grow back and I'm suddenly going to be all right. What's going to happen to my job if I can't get to and from work? Just felt like I've been cheated out.
Colchester's MP Bob Russell has taken on the case.
Robert Oxley, married man, four children, lost both use of both legs in a motorcycle accident and has been deemed that he is no longer fit person to have a motability car. He then loses his job, and the burden on the financial purse, Mr. Speaker, as you know, because I've given you details of this, will be greater than the cost of keeping him in work.
Well, Richard Watts is Director of Policy and Development at Essex Coalition of Disabled People. Richard joins us now. Morning to you.
Good morning, mate. Thanks for having us.
The government says this is a case of reviewing people's needs rather than their disabilities. What do you make of that?
I'm afraid I find that a little bit hard to believe, to be honest. I mean, this is something that we've heard happening more and more over the last few months, so that people like Mr. Oxley, who've previously received disability allowance, are no longer able to have it, even though their impairment, the underlying condition, hasn't changed. And I think it's really important to remember what disability living allowance isn't. It's not an out-of-work benefit. This is something that provides support to disabled people with the extra costs that come about because of their disability, so things like transport, housing and care, and practical things like having adapted clothing or paying for higher gas or electricity bills is something that this supports, and it really isn't very much money. So in terms of the mobility component of disability living allowance, you're talking about £19 a week here, Ray, and the higher rate is less than £50 a week. So for people like Mr. Oxley, when this is taken away from them, it has a huge impact on their day-to-day life, and it will also, as the MP rightly said, could have a huge impact on the taxpayer's purse.
Isn't it right, though, as the Prime Minister is suggesting, that these allowances should be constantly reviewed?
I think it's fair enough that they're reviewed in their entirety, but I think we have to look at the knock-on impact that these types of reviews may have. In the case of Mr. Oxley, you know, he's got a family to support, he's got his job, and now the DLA has been taken away from him, this means that he may no longer be able to go into work, so he may now become entitled for other benefits which could cost us more in the long run.
Are you seeing more cases like this?
Yeah, I'm afraid we have, actually. And one of the difficult things about this is that disability living allowance is a passport to other things. People may now be entitled to get a carer's benefit. They may be able to get motability, which helps them with the cost of the car. And this could have a knock-on impact on huge numbers of people who haven't had any change in their circumstances.
I put the point to Bob Russell, the Lib Dem MP for Colchester, that perhaps, just perhaps, with so much public attention being given to these allowances and strong messages coming from government, that people that have to certify that people are eligible for these, or people that sit on tribunals, might feel pressured. Do you think that's a fair comment?
I think there is a narrative that's been coming from government, which means that there's much more focus on disability living allowance and other benefits. And I think probably the point that you've made is a fair one. I think perhaps some of the facts within these cases get missed. So, for example, disability living allowance, as I mentioned, is not something to do with work. It's not an out-of-work benefit. I think there's a perception that people perhaps are on the take, or they're sort of scrounging benefits, but we happen to know that the fraud rate for DLA, disability living allowance, is actually 0.5%, which means that it's less than the administrative error rate of the Department for Work and Pensions. So I think there's an impression being created around disability benefits, which the facts probably wouldn't support.
I would suggest that many people, might be surprised, perhaps, if a man with one leg couldn't claim disability living allowance. Would you share that surprise?
I would share that surprise, especially because Mr. Oxley received disability living allowance before. So his circumstances haven't particularly changed. And so for the review to come through and come to a different view, I think that is surprising. But I think in this case, I would very strongly recommend that Mr. Oxley and anyone that finds themselves in this